chapter 29, loneliness. You could be surrounded by people and still feel lonely. Loneliness isn't about numbers. It's about connections. It's about feeling seen, valued, and understood. You can be in a crowded room, a busy workplace, or even within your own family and still feel completely invisible. The danger of loneliness is that it slowly convinces you that nobody understands or cares. That belief can spiral into depression, isolation, and a shrinking sense of self-worth. Loneliness whispers lies, and because you're the only one listening, it becomes easy to believe them. The antidote to loneliness. The antidote to loneliness isn't more people, it's more meaningful connection. Reach out. Join a group. Volunteer. Rekindle old friendships. Or simply start fresh by introducing yourself to someone new. Even a short conversation with a stranger, a smile exchange at the grocery store, or a friendly chat with a neighbor can remind you that you're not as invisible as loneliness wants you to believe. Happiness thrives on connection, no matter how small or simple that connection may seem. We are wired for belonging. I believe that being alone in this vast world we live in has to be one of the biggest killers of happiness. As a species, humans are genetically designed to integrate into a social fabric or community. This means we were wired to be with others. Not belonging to a social community, whether it is a family or other positive relationship, is one of the lowest points on the unhappiness scale. I know this from experience. In the earlier stages of my life, loneliness was a deep and painful part of my existence. The deeper the loneliness, the more likely it is that what you need is for someone to give you a hand and offer a ladder to climb out of the hole you may have unintentionally created for yourself. Often, the person who helps you is someone trained for exactly that, a counselor, mentor, therapist, social worker, pastor, or guide who knows the path toward a brighter place. The turning point. When I realized how deep my own hole had become, I knew there was no way I was going to pull myself out without some help. The interesting thing was that the moment I decided I wanted out of the hole, my whole perspective changed. I stopped seeing myself as stuck and started seeing myself as capable of change. Even more amazing was how quickly strangers seemed to appear, almost out of nowhere, offering guidance and support. With each positive decision I made, new people arrived at just the right moment, perfectly matched to help me take the next step on my journey toward happiness. This is not magic, and it is not coincidence. When you shift internally, the world around you shifts too. You have choices. The good news is simple. You have choices. You have power. You can change your circumstances. The world is filled with people who can guide you to a new existence, one that is not lonely but filled with positive options and paths leading you out of the dark and into the sunshine. Here's the catch, and it's an important one. You must want it. No one can rescue you from your own choices. There are no free lunches here. If you hate your life, change it. You must take charge. It only takes a single decision to reach up and grab the helping hand extended to you. Decide that you no longer want a life filled with loneliness and despair. Make the decision and take the step. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose except the unhappy, lonely life you leave behind. The fear behind loneliness. Many people don't talk about this, but loneliness often hides behind fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of being hurt again. Fear of looking foolish. Fear of being vulnerable. But here's the truth. Connection requires vulnerability. You can't receive the warmth of connection if you're wrapped in layers of emotional armor. Sometimes the bravest act is simply saying, "Hi, my name is," or "I could use someone to talk to." Reaching out isn't weakness, it's strength. It's growth. It's the first step toward healing. Loneliness versus solitude. Solitude and loneliness are not the same thing. Solitude is chosen. Loneliness is imposed. Solitude recharges you. Loneliness drains you. The key to transforming loneliness into solitude is connection. Connection with others and connection with yourself. When you build inner peace, self-worth, and emotional strength, being alone becomes restful instead of painful. And when you build meaningful relationships, even small ones, the world feels more accessible and less overwhelming. Reflection exercise, break the isolation. List three ways you could create connections this week. Call someone. Attend a class. Volunteer. Join a group. Say hello to a neighbor. Choose one and do it. Connections don't form overnight. They form through small, consistent steps. but every step you take is a step out of the hole and toward a happier, fuller life.